A federal judge has struck down early voting restrictions enacted by Wisconsin Republicans last month. The measure was approved in the lame duck legislative session. It limited early voting to the 2 weeks before an election, instead of letting communities decide when to offer early voting. WUWM's Latoya Dennis has the story.
The ruling is from U.S. District Judge James Peterson. He determined the restrictions violate the injunctions that he issued in 2016. In that move, Peterson was acting on similar early voting limits. The judge says the new limits are clearly inconsistent with the earlier injunctions. One of the groups that challenged the Republican law is One Wisconsin Now. After the judge's ruling, spokeswoman Annalise Eicher said Republicans were trying to limit voting because they didn't like the outcome of the November elections.
This is the second time in a short period of time that a federal judge has told the legislative Republicans that they need to stop attacking the right to vote in Wisconsin. We are hoping that folks in the Capitol have finally gotten the message that they need to stop messing with voters' abilities to vote.
Supporters of the GOP bill say the availability of early voting should be the same from one community to the next. Here's Republican State Representative John Nygren of Marinette speaking at the public hearing on the bill.
It's not about race. It's about the size of the resources, size of the community versus rural. So, I mean, you could actually make the reverse argument that it's discriminatory to smaller communities. Discriminatory to smaller communities that don't have the same resources to be able to provide early voting. You can laugh all you want, but that is the case.
Meanwhile, other challenges to the lame duck bills are in progress, including one from a Democratic lawmaker who uses a wheelchair. Representative Jimmy Anderson of Fitchburg says Republicans failed to give him enough notice before the floor vote on the lame duck measures to make it into the assembly chambers, depriving him of the ability to do his job. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.